რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
ეთერში ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. დღეს პროკურატურამ ოფიციალურად წაუყენა ბრალი მიხეილ სააკაშვილს. ევროკავშირი რუსეთისთვის ახალი სანქციების დაწესებაზე იმშელებს. უცხოელი გამომძიებლები ვერ ახერხებენ ავიაკატასტროფის ადგილის შესწავლას აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში. დღეს პროკურატურამ ოფიციალურად წაუყენა ბრალი საქართველოს ყოფილ პრეზიდენტს მიხეილ სააკაშვილს. შესაბამისი გადაწყვეტილება გადაეცა სააკაშვილის ადვოკატს ოთარ კახიძეს. ამასთანავე პროკურატურა შუამდგომლობით მიმართავს სასამართლოს სააკაშვილისთვის აღკვეთის ღონისძიებად პატიმრობის შეფარდების შესახებ. მთავარი საგამოძიებო უწყების ინფორმაციით, საქმე ეხება 2007 წლის 7 ნოემბერს მომიტინგეთა მასობრივად დარბევას, ტელეკომპანია იმეჩი შეჭრასა და ბადრი პატარკასიშვილის ქონების დანაშაულებრივად მითვისებას. ყოფილ პრეზიდენტს 5-დან 8 წლამდე პატიმრობა ემუქრება. სააკაშვილთან ერთად ბრალდების შესახებ დადგენილებები გამოტანილია ყოფილი პრემიერ-მინისტრის ვანო მერაბიშვილის, ყოფილი გენერალური პროკურორის ზურაბ ბადეიშვილის, თავდაცვის ყოფილი მინისტრის დავით კეზერაშვილისა და თბილისის ყოფილი მერის გიგი უგულავას მიმართ. შეერთებული შტატების სენატორთა ჯგუფი გაწმილებას გამოხატავს საქართველოს ყოფილი პრეზიდენტის მიხეილ სააკაშვილის სისხლის სამართლებრივ პასუხისგებაში მიცემის გამო. ამის შესახებ ნათქვამია განცხადებაში, რომელიც შეერთებული შტატების სენატის ოფიციალურ ვებსაიტზე გამოქვეყნდა. რესპუბლიკელი სენატორები ჯონ მაკეინი და ჯიმ რიში, აგრეთვე დემოკრატები ჯიმ შაჰინი და ბენ კარდინი ეხმაურებიან საქართველოს პროკურატურის მიერ ყოფილი პრეზიდენტის მიხეილ სააკაშვილისა და ყოფილი მთავრობის სხვა ლიდერების წინააღმდეგ სისხლის სამართლებრივი დევნის დაწყებას. უკიდურესად გაწმილებული და შეწუხებული ვართ მთავარი პროკურატურის მიერ ყოფილი პრეზიდენტისა და ყოფილი მთავრობის არაერთი ლიდერის წინააღმდეგ სისხლის სამართლებრივი დევნის დაწყების გამო. ნათქვამია ერთობლივ განცხადებაში, რომელშიც შემდეგ ვკითხულობთ: სამართლებრივი დევნა არ შეიძლება იქცეს პოლიტიკური იარაღად და ეროვნული გახლეჩის წყაროდ, განსაკუთრებით მაშინ, როცა საქართველო ბევრი მძიმე გამოწვევის წინაშეა. ჩვენ და ბევრი სხვა მოუწოდებთ პრემიერ-მინისტრ ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილსა და სხვა ქართველ ლიდერებს ყურადღება გაამახვილონ მომავალზე და წარსულზე. ქვეყანა წაიყვანონ წინ და არა უკან. დღევანდელი ქმედება და მისი მსგავსი სხვა ქმედებები დამატებით არასაჭირო გამოწვევებს წარმოშობს ჩვენი ურთიერთობის წინ წასაყვანად. ნათქვამია ამერიკელი სენატორების ერთობლივ განცხადებაში. ევროკავშირის წევრი ქვეყნების წარმომადგენლები დღეს ბრიუსელში შეხვედრას გამართავენ და იმშელებენ რუსეთის საფინანსო, ენერგეტიკულ და თავდაცვის სფეროებისთვის დამატებითი სანქციების დაწესების თაობაზე. გავრცელებული ვარაუდით, ახალი ზომები მოიცავს რუსეთის ბანკებისთვის ევროპის ბაზრებზე შეღწევაში შეზღუდვებს, ენერგეტიკის სექტორთან მუშაობის მოცულობის შემცირებას და იარაღზე ემბარგოს. ევროკავშირთან დაახლოებული წყაროები ასევე აცხადებენ, რომ ბლოკი გეგმავს 8 პირის და 3 კომპანიის სახელები დაამატოს სანქციათა სია. უკრაინის სამთავრობო ჯარსა და პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს შორის მიმდინარე ბრძოლა საშუალებას არ აძლევს უცხოელ გამომძიებლებს დაათვალიერონ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მდებარე ის ადგილი, სადაც მალაიზიის ავიახაზების კუთვნილი სამგზავრო თვითმფრინავი ჩამოვარდა. როგორც დღეს ჰოლანდიის იუსტიციის სამინისტროს წარმომადგენელმა განაცხადა, ბრძოლა მიმდინარეობს თვითმფრინავის ჩამოვარდნის ადგილის უშუალო სიახლოვეს, რაც დონეცკში ჩასული ჰოლანდიელი და ავსტრალიელი ექსპერტებისთვის შეუძლებელს ხდის კატასტროფის ადგილის შესწავლას. გუშინ კიევმა გამოაცხადა, რომ სამთავრობო ჯარმა დაიკავა რამდენიმე დასახლებული პუნქტი ავარიის ადგილის მიდამოებში, მათ შორის ქალაქი შახტიორსკი, რომელიც სულ 10 კილომეტრით არის დაშორებული თვითმფრინავის ჩამოვარდნის ადგილს. ვაშინგტონის ადმინისტრაცია რუსეთს ბრალს დებს, რომ მან დაარღვია შეთანხმება რაკეტების ლიკვიდაციის თაობაზე, რომელიც საბჭოთა კავშირსა და შეერთებულ შტატებს შორის გაფორმდა 1987 წელს. ამის შესახებ თეთრ სახლზე დაყრდნობით იუწყებიან შეერთებული შტატების საინფორმაციო საშუალებები. ნიუ-იორკ ტაიმსის ცნობით, სერიოზული დარღვევის თაობაზე პრეზიდენტმა ბარაკ ობამამ შეტყობინება გაუგზავნა თავის რუს კოლეგას ვლადიმერ პუტინს. შეერთებულ შტატებსა და საბჭოთა კავშირის შეთანხმებით მხარეებმა ვალდებულება იკისრეს არ აწარმოონ, არ განავითარონ და არ გამოსცადონ საშუალო და მცირე მოქმედების ბალისტიკური და ფრთოსანი რაკეტები. თუმცა ნიუ-იორკ ტაიმსის ცნობით 2011 წელს შეერთებული შტატები მივიდა დასკვნამდე, რომ რუსეთმა გამოსცადა ფრთოსანი რაკეტა და რომ ეს შესაძლოა ხელშეკრულების დარღვევა ყოფილიყო. 2013 წელს ამერიკელებმა წამოსიეს ეს საკითხი რუსეთის წინაშე, თუმცა გადაწყვიტეს ამბავი საჯაროდ არ გამოეცხადებინათ. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ამით ვასრულებთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვებას. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცოტა ჩვენს ვებსაიტზე წაიკითხავთ: radiotavisupleba.ge.
Welcome to Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington. In the Roots studio today, Sam Baker. He is here to talk about his latest CD, Say Grace, and all kinds of other things. Sam has brought Carrie Elkin and Chip Dolan in with him. What a treat to have you here with those guys. Let's start off with something that features everyone.
People came from Nineveh. His people came from rural Shade. They met in the tent of the traveling Nazarene. She took his big hand in hers. She led him from the tent to the piney woods. They both 16. Later they got married, and then a few more months Ross Sharon got born. While he was out cutting pulp, a log and chain whip, he'd never walk again. It was an accidental thing. So he drank when they had money. She worked as a serving girl in the rich folks' houses in town. Rosa Sharon, she grew up, she's cutting pictures out of magazines of houses big and clean. Sharon, she ran away with a boy selling Bibles. They crossed like Shreveport, turned 16. Calls her mother from a payphone. Their laundromat in Natchez. It's not exactly what I dreamed.
Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, we got Satan on the run, shouts the Nazarene, Palestine, Palestine, oh Palestine, we got Satan on the run, shouts the Nazarene, Palestine, Palestine, yeah, Palestine, we got Satan on the run.
Well, welcome, Sam Baker and company. We've been trying to make this happen for a long while,
A long time, yes.
Yeah, but you don't get east very often.
Not often, no.
No,
you fly over sometimes.
Yeah, you get to Europe
right.
and beyond.
Right.
But you don't really roam out of Texas.
I haven't, but, you know, I am now. Where here we are.
Yes, that's true. Do you want to introduce the people that you have with you today?
Of course I do. This is Chip Dolan over here.
Mm-hmm.
He is from Newark, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. But Newton. He's been in...
Newton.
I'm sorry, Newton, New Jersey.
I know that. It's Newton, and he has to correct me every time. I'm sorry, that's not coming out well, is it? Let's cut all that, every bit of that out. Let's start again. This is Chip Dolan. He is from Newton, New Jersey.
When Newton is north or south?
In the northwest corner.
But you've been in Texas for a long time.
Yeah, a long time.
And you've been here several times, too.
Yeah.
He's actually probably been here more than many people that come through this studio.
Right, more than many. And you know who this is? This is Carrie Elkin.
Yes, who's on her second or third visit here,
yeah.
I think.
I think it's my second.
Your second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your first time, and we've been trying for a while to get you here.
Right.
So thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Nothing's ever simple in your songs. Or at least for the listener.
I don't know. We've got some simple things, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, we have simple words sometimes and simple sentences.
And maybe simple people, but not simple situations.
Well, I think everything's complex.
Well, life is.
Life is complex, right.
So tell me about those people.
Well, that comes out of East Texas. I don't know if you spent much time there.
No, I haven't. But it's a whole different world, isn't it?
It's a different world. I mean, it's a...
That's such a big state that it's
such
like
a big state,
three
right.
or four different states in one. Is it not?
Right. I think that's right. I don't know. Jim, you're actually an outsider. Probably has a better view of it than an insider. You know, to me, it all runs together. I mean, you know, you put a bunch of stuff in a big pot of stuff, and it comes out one gumbo. But you know, from the outside, you probably see all the different ingredients and how they surface.
Well, you're born and bred.
Yeah,
Jackson.
I am. So I really have, I think, probably what's called a blind spot.
And from which part of the state?
I'm from the central part. I'm the middle child part of the family. I'm between the East Texas and the West Texas.
So, what is East Texas like?
It's got a lot of trees.
Lush and green?
Lush and green. And, you know, it's lush and green to the east and dry and desiccated to the west.
West is flat.
And we're on that line between the lush green and the desiccation. And that's probably where I write, between the lush green and the desiccation.
It's kind of stark towards the west.
It's starker. It grows more stark as one goes west. It becomes more stark.
You're from Texas,
uh-huh.
and you're a Texan. But when we look at you and we hear you, you don't fit the stereotype that many of the listeners overseas would think of.
Wait, what is the stereotype? I don't know.
I think that they think of big and loud and brash as Texans.
And so that would be small and quiet. And what's the opposite of brash? Unbrash, small,
well,
quiet, and unbrash.
Listening,
look, I'll take
maybe
that.
Listening.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's not a lot of let's get on the road and drink a 12-pack and shoot our guns sort of music, is it? Would you describe it?
No, I don't think it's that at all.
There are some guns being shot.
There are always guns being shot.
Tell me about the people in that song that we just heard.
Well, you know, the people are just, you know, people. They struggle. You know, one cycle leads to the next. You know, they marry young, have kids. They work hard. They have tragedy. And then the next generation, they have kids young, and they work hard, and they have tragedy. And the ball continues to roll.
Not
in a judgmental way. It's just that's just the way it is.
And do they achieve to break the cycle? Or do they just keep going?
Well, in that one, I mean, I think you're trying to ask for an outcome in a song where it's just a description.
It just ends.
It's a narrative, right? It's you know, 3 minutes of something happening, and if I were to tell you how it ended, then that wouldn't be that song. I'd have to, like, invent something else.
Well, the problem is I get those questions, and
right.
People always ask me what happens next, and I have to tell them I don't know.
It's up to them. It's a good idea. You know, and my answer to that was, I don't know. I mean, the tendency is for momentum to carry us one direction. Unless we choose to resist that momentum, to resist that motion toward one direction,
it's awfully hard to change our own course, though.
Change is difficult for all of us.
Sam Baker is my guest on Roots and Branches this week. Sam did not talk about this when he stopped by the studio, but Sam lived through a terrorist bombing on a train in Peru some 20-odd years ago. He's told the story many times. On his Facebook page, he writes that the train was blown up by terrorists. Somebody put dynamite into a backpack and stuck it up on a luggage rack. It killed the people I was sitting with, a German boy and his mother and father. It killed others. I had a cut artery, brain damage, blown in eardrums, and I should have died, but I didn't. Sam Baker fought back. Eventually, he taught himself how to play the guitar again, and he started writing songs. As Sam will tell you later in our interview, songwriting was not his first career, nor his second, or even his third or fourth. The song Steel, off his CD Mercy, tells the story of that day in Peru. This is Sam Baker on Roots and Branches.
Machu Picchu, passenger car explodes. There's not enough time to say goodbye. There's not enough time to know what's gone wrong. God have mercy, I believe my heart has failed. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say, well, I swear, doctor, don't you have anything like morphine for this pain? I swear, Jesus, take me now, cause I'm about to go insane. I'm looking back at the world as one who is leaving in a dream come right out of hell. The dead say, farewell. No one is just an observer. The same bell tolls for the served and the server, for the strong, the weak, for the weary, for the brave. For everybody, right, come judgment day. Cause trains explode, steel flies, and the sisters ring the Catholic bells. Through a hole in the roof, the dead say, fare thee well. Sitting on the train to Machu Picchu, the passenger car explodes. There's not enough time to say goodbye. There's not enough time to know what's gone wrong. God have mercy, I believe my heart has failed. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof, and the dead say, fare thee well. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof, and the dead say, fare thee well.
a little about yourself, because I know people are going to ask me. You were born in Texas.
Born in Texas, born out on the prairie, a small town in Texas, to a large family, six children. It was a town that had a lot of vitality, I would say, late 40s, early 50s. I think it probably had went through the biggest dreams post 1900, built to a place in the 40s, 50s where it was a, if not thriving, at least a sustaining town with dry goods stores and barbershops and stuff. And then after that, once the jobs moved into the urban areas, most of the people would drive to urban areas. So the downtown, the essential, the heart of the small town went away. But, you know, it was a town based on, not based on, but, you know, I think the focus was sports, high school school sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, football especially, and then there were lots of churches. It was a dry county, so there wasn't any alcohol sold, but there was always alcohol around.
And so that's what molded whatever was going on in your head.
Once again, it's easier for you to see what molded me than for me to see what molded me. I can tell you where it was, and then probably it's easier for you to look and say that probably had an influence. But with me, you know, it's
just do it.
Yeah, I'm part of the stew. So, you know, whenever some okra falls in, it's not like I understand what's going on.
And you left and came back.
I did. I left and came back.
And that seems to be something that Texans do, more so than almost anybody else I know except Californians. There's something about your state that draws people back.
Well, I love the stories there. You know, I've got family there and friends. I mean, you know, Chip and Carrie and lots of really, really good friends live there. So, and I, you know, I was born to it and left, but I think I live there now for the people I know. I mean, if I were to go someplace else, I wouldn't have, you know, these people that I care about so deeply. And I think that's Texas, or it's Newark, New Jersey, or it's Cleveland, Ohio, like for Carrie Elkin.
Well, there's also something very special about the city that you all live in now, Austin. There is something very welcoming. And I don't think it's just actually in your music community, but certainly it is in that family that people tend to come and fall in love and stay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But then they fall in love with both the town, but they fall in love, I think, with people. I mean,
yeah.
Ultimately, you can't live, for me, I can't live in a place and live on beauty and sunshine.
There
has to be the people that I'm drawn to. So I think I ended up there by choice, but now, because I have such a foundation of really people I care about, I think that feels like the right place for me to be.
We always need a community like that.
That's the way I
there's a great support network down there. Just all the musicians are just nice to each other, and the listeners too. They just if you need help, they help.
They always say that with sort of a look of surprise on their face, you know, kind of also along the lines of, I never thought I'd still be there after X number of years. I only meant to stay a year or two, but now I'm entrenched.
You know, I think a big part of it, too, is that there are so many musicians and they have an understanding of how to keep community when we're all on the road all the time and not seeing each other actually all that much because we're away from each other. But there's just this connection because of the understanding of what it is to be on the road. And
yeah, it's a different dynamic. You know, if you're with people that don't travel, the expectations are so different. But with the travelers, I mean, we know that we will catch up when we catch up.
And not a
moment before.
And it's all fine.
And that's fine, right. That's
an understanding.
That's a great acceptance, yeah.
Go in peace. Go in kindness, go in love, go in faith, leave the day behind us, day is done, go in grace. Let us go into the dark. Not afraid, not alone. Let us hope by some good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Let us hope by some good pleasure, safely to arrive at home.
I'm Catherine Cole, along with Sam Baker in the Roots studio this week. You just heard Go in Peace off his latest CD, Say Grace. Sam has brought Kerry Elkin and Chip Dolan along with him from Austin, and they have got more live music for us coming up in the next half hour. More conversation, too. Now, if you would like to find out more about Sam, his little home on the web is sambakermusic.com. And be sure to check out his photography and his painting when you're there, too. Catherine Cole, this is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network. Well, hello again from Washington. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. Sam Baker is my guest in the Roots studio this week. He has brought Kerry Elkin with him. She is singing and playing clarinet, I think, and all kinds of other things, too. Chip Dolan is here on the keyboard and accordion. Kick off the second part of the program with a song for us, please.
Well, that's what you get. Dirty coppers, little Jimmy Cagney said. There are 13 rounds that are in the hopper, and then the cops make Jimmy dead. Copper penny for your thoughts, copper jacket full of lead. They want little Jimmy Cagney dead, that's what you get. You dirty coppers, you get 13 rounds. dancer in the hopper, mama, mama, how he yelled. He told them coppers he could fly from the gasoline tank when he got bailed. He's yelling, you dirty rats, it's a one big lie. And the crowd yelled back, fly, Jimmy, fly. All the excitement, everybody got high. Mama, mama, how he yelled from the gasoline tank when he got nailed. Where had you gone, my love? Now that I have found my way, where have you gone, my love? Now that I am. Singing, step out in the field. If you are looking for trouble, man, you can find it. But come out swinging out in the field. Farmers burning the stubble out in the field. People living in the rubble, but only come out if you are looking for trouble. Bells are ringing, choirs are singing. You get what you want, but come out swinging. Gone, my love. Now that I have found my way, where have you gone, my love? Now that I am old and what you get. Little Jimmy Cagney said 13 rounds. And then the cops made Jimmy dead. Copper penny for your thoughts. Copper jacket full of lead. They wanted little Jimmy Cagney dead. That's what you get. You dirty coppers, you get 13 rounds. They in the hopper, mama, mama, how he yelled. Told them coppers, you go to hell. Mama, mama, how he yelled from the gasoline tank when he got nailed. Where have you gone, my love? Now that I have found my way.
Baker, Carrie Elkin, and Chip Dolan are visiting in the studio today. Before the song, we were talking about the fact you are a born and bred Texan. Chip, you've been playing music forever as your career. You two came about this late, right? It's not your first, wasn't what you set out to do.
No, it wasn't my second either.
No.
It wasn't my 12th or 15th.
Yeah.
It was not even the 24th, I don't know.
But it's the one that you've got in the forefront now.
Yeah, and that's the one I'm completely content with, to be honest. It sure is fun.
Are you surprised that it's the one in the front now?
Yeah, I think shocked is a word. Yeah, it's not something I would have ever thought I would do or chosen to do. I mean, I think it started, and then one step led to another step. I don't know that I've ever taken a long jump and thought, gee, you know, let me see where I land. I think it's always been one tiny step followed by another tiny step, but those steps were always guided by something else, by somebody like you or Bob Harris in England or something like that. Or they would say, do something, and I would go, okay.
Sure. And what you do evolves. I mean, now you're out with two people. I've seen you playing with a band so big that you guys can barely fit on a stage
sometime
in Austin. Do you just hear your songs differently depending on what day of the week it is?
Oh, I don't know. I just think I hear them as they come on that day. I mean, I don't know that I plan for any kind of...
I think we make it work in any different situation.
Yeah.
If there's just two of us, or we do it that way. And
if there are 10, we do it with 10. And I think that luckily enough, the frames of the song, I think, hold, you know, support me just doing it by myself, or it holds all my friends doing it. But, you know, when you're, like our pal Danny Schmidt said, when you're in the company of your friends and they are singing with you, it sure is a powerful thing.
It's so much fun to be in the audience seeing something like
right.
that. It must be even more fun to be up on stage doing it.
It is.
It's fun, yeah.
This trio is one of the most fun musical situations.
I mean, I can tell by watching that you're enjoying it.
I think it's a really special and connected thing. I think that we all sort of have a similar connection to the music, and that is... that's a really helpful thing, because it doesn't happen that often, actually, that a group can come together and just feel that connected through the whole process, musically and just personally, and being on the road together. It's really great.
Yeah, it's splendid. I mean, you know, the road is, it's a trick to get from one place to the next and fly it. But, you know, if you do it, or if I do it, I mean, one of the reasons I do it is because I can be with people I really care about. If I didn't, you know, just to do it, I wouldn't just do it. I mean, otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, I'll go back on a job site and, you know.
That would be gray.
That would be what?
Gray.
Gray?
Yeah.
Sad.
I mean, it would just be
flat. It might be bad for the job site, too.
It'd be bad for everybody. I've been on job sites. Yeah, I'm not that good at it.
I would think not. I mean, that would not be joyful.
No, it's not joyful, but this is.
Yeah.
I mean, traveling with Carrie and Chip, I mean, it's...
I mean, I have to say, this is my favorite part of my job. Either sitting in here with people coming to me, or when I get to go out to see people.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, it's exquisite.
I mean, also, all three of us do bring different elements to what we do. I mean, Sam is the focal point and the words and the guitar playing, and then Carrie has this beautiful voice and plays guitar, and also she has this energy. She kind of keeps us awake, or at least runs the GPS a lot better than we do, you know. And I fill out the sound in this way, and I guess that's just my point of view on it. But it works that way.
I would say that the three of us, my general feel of it, I won't speak for them, is it's more of a celebration of music and being together and being alive. And the material is supportive and gives us a foundation, a reason to go into the world and say these things. Cause I mean, I think we need something to say, but you know, when you talk about the different sounds and do we plan for it, I think we plan to be together and to be drawn to be with each other, and whatever flows from that, whatever it sounds like. I don't think I'm attached to the ultimate sound or the ultimate feel, as long as we're all party to the emotional flow of whatever happens.
You mentioned Bob Harris a couple of minutes ago, and you've taken your music to the UK and to Europe and other places overseas. Is it surprising the welcome that you've gotten outside of the border?
Yeah, I was shocked. You know, when I first went to Europe, I told the guy that wanted to book me, I said, look, I've never been to Europe and I have terrible stage fright. He said, don't worry about it. So I did my first show in Holland, Paradiso upstairs, and I came in. You know, I'd been playing for 10 people, and Paradiso was full, and I had a cold, and I'd fallen, and either jammed this fretting finger or broke it, because it had turned black, And so I could only, and I couldn't play the guitar. And so I did that show, not really being able to sing, and with three fingers. And I sounded pretty much like I do right now.
Yet they asked you back.
Yeah, they did. It was really wonderful.
So where would you like to get to next? Is there a wish list?
In my life?
Yeah.
I'm really exactly where I want to be right this second.
That's lovely to hear.
With the people I want to be with. I don't know. When we finish here, we'll look at the GPS, and once again, Carrie is awfully good at that, we'll figure out where we're going next. But really, for right now, this is exactly where I need to be and where I want to be.
Sounds perfect to me. I think we will get one more song from you, and then we will let you go out into the wild.
What do you think?
Let's do Road Crew.
Let's do Road Crew.
It's a happy
joyous
number.
It's joyous.
Sunday morning, road crew in the rain, billboards and beer cans. The street cleaners block my lane. They're sweeping up the heart. That's what they say. They're sweeping up the heart, putting love away. A flag man. So go slow. Oh, double fans. Radio. Talk show. Flashing signs. For brake shops. For batteries. For new, for rebuilt parts. Guys. In hardhead, sweeping up the heart. Sha la la, sha la la, sha la la, sha la, sha la, sha la la, sha la la. Sweeping up the heart. That's what they say. They're sweeping up the heart. They're putting love away. They're putting love away. Sunday morning, road crew in the rain.
Sha la la, sha la la, sha la la.
Everybody's smiling. We're all smiling. Sam Baker and Carrie Elkin and Chip Dolan, thank you so much for coming in. That was wonderful to have you by. And really, we've been trying for this for I don't know how many years. So I'm just so happy we could finally make it happen.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for all the beautiful professionals that have come in and helped us and guided us into this. Thank you.
And I hope you'll come back again sometime. You don't need a new record. Just anytime you make it to Washington, come by.
Thank you.
Sing some songs.
Anytime the cherry blossoms are out.
No. You can come by when there are no cherry blossoms because that's only once a year. Don't wait until April to come see us.
1, 2, 3, 4. We're soldiers, we're in the way of harm. A girl holds a baby in a blanket in her arms. There's a man with a flag, he leaves for work. A woman pulls a thread from the hem of a skirt. Another Saturday comes and goes. It's another south wind that comes and blurs. Another baseball field, another pop fly. Another bunch of boys and another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Well, there's a kid at bat and there's a kid on first. There's a mother in the stand, she's dying of thirst. A father brings a coke, there's a swing, there's a miss. There's a father brings a coke and a father gets a kiss. Another Saturday comes and goes. It's another south wind that comes and blows. Another baseball field, another pop fly. Another bunch of boys and another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Feel and another pop fly. There's another bunch of boys, another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Soldiers, they're in the way of harm. And a girl holds baby in a blanket in her arms. There's a man with a flag, he leaves for work. A woman pulls a thread from the hem of her skirt. Another Saturday comes and goes. There's another south wind that comes and blows. Another baseball field and another pop fly. Another bunch of boys and another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Boys laugh, boys play. There are soldiers, they're in the way of harm.
Sam Baker on Roots and Branches. Baseball is a song that he gets requests to play every time that I've seen a show. So I figured I wouldn't want to disappoint Callie, who wrote us from somewhere in New Zealand. She sent an email in a couple of weeks ago asking when I was going to broadcast Sam's interview and would I please play the song for her. So there you go, Callie. I think we've got time for one more this hour. Just a warning, go grab a tissue or a handkerchief because you are going to need it before this song is over. Sam Baker. The song is Waves on Roots and Branches.
So many hardships, so many laughs, so many tears, so many things to remember, 'cause they had 50 years. And now the kids, they got their own kids. And their own kids grown.
told him not to worry. Said he'd be fine when she was gone. He walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water, kneels to pray, writes her name in the sand. Wait, wash it away. There are seagulls circling shrimp boats that turn inside the bay. There's an emptiness inside. It never goes away. He walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water, kneels to pray. He writes her name in the sand. Wait, wash it away. They have 50 years. He walks down to the ocean, bends to touch the water, kneels to pray. He writes her name in the sand. Wait, wash it away. It's her name in the sand. And wait, I wash it away.
Okay, didn't I warn you? That song was so, so sad. Sam Baker and Waves off his Mercy CD. If you would like to find out more about Sam, the place to go is sambakermusic.com. He is quite an accomplished photographer and painter, too, so don't forget to check out his pictures while you're there. Hope you enjoyed the program this week, and I look forward to your comments. The email address is roots@voa.gov. That is roots@voa.gov. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
ჩებში ადამიანებს იმის გამო რომ აქვთ გრძელი თმა, განსხვავებული შეხედულება არ ბევდნენ.
The Georgian soldiers have performed professionally.
ქართველ მაჯარისკაცებმა გამოავლინეს პროფესიონალიზმი, კომპეტენტურობა და დიდი სიმამაცე.
Great courage.
ერთად ვიყავით ჭირში, წინში. მოწულ ფრანცელმა უკვე გაწმიდა კავშირი.
ყველაზე მნიშვნელოვანი მოვლენები ოლგვირაულ მიმოხილვაში. კვირაობით საღამოსა და ღამის ეთერში. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლებაზე.